really agreeing to such an early morning meeting, you probably are aware we have a long day in the NEA for sitting. So we requested an 8 o'clock meeting, really humbled that you all accepted a shift to 8 o'clock. We are here for just one item, which is a consideration of a budget review and the recommendation report. In that sense, I would then maybe prepare you to, in the report that I've prepared with the team that we work with in Parliament from the Secretary, you maybe have your additional comments on it. And then after that, we can then look into this discussion. It was sent almost about 2 days ago, so members probably read it, and we will focus mainly onto the recommendations that are on that report. I need to add that I thought of adding one recommendation, but subject to this meeting. In the previous budget review report and recommendation report, we had tasked ourselves as a portfolio committee to regularly meet with the AG on our own and just check if they are happy with the progress, so that we don't get a once-off post-mortem report as to things are not going well with the department. We have not included this recommendation again here. I was going to check with the members if we can also include it, because the recommendations that are there are to the department, but maybe yes, this recommendation is to us. We may not probably include it there, but we could, because we still have to consider that invitation from the AG, which is going to assist us. So maybe let me then make these other opening comments, colleagues, three of them, that this is our last meeting of the year before Parliament rises. I have written to the Speaker based on the discussions that have taken place in this committee for the Speaker to consider beefing up the team that is working on the NHI report, since there has been a decision that was reviewed, and therefore saying, can we find internal resources, internal personnel? And the letter in that regard has been sent to the Speaker, and we would await her further direction. I was in touch with Mr. Bandi, who's a manager dealing with this process, and we are all awaiting to get the response. Maybe the second point, honorable members, we are considering the review, the inputs that are made by the members with regards to the NHI report, which you are aware there were members who felt there were gaps, and therefore they wanted to forward that to the team. I was checking with the team as of last night. The work is work in progress. They have not completed the work that we would want to bring back to you. You would recall that I would also want to satisfy myself that we are bringing to you a good report, a report that may not still have many gaps. So please give us time to work on this report, and we might be indicating to you in the new year the readiness of the report. Lastly, I was speaking to the House Chair yesterday, but he was very busy in and out of chairing the meetings. It cannot go without your understanding. And the House Chair was saying to me, if I do send that request to him, he will have to process it properly with the whips of all the political parties in our National Assembly, of a request that if the Parliament rises this week, and I don't know, I haven't checked when we are coming back, if maybe we could request members through virtual meetings to continuously being in touch, especially one on the issues of COVID updates, and probably number two, late in January, maybe to consider getting a start of those 121 organizations that wanted to make presentations to us. We will not complete a decision here, because as members, you are coming in from various political parties, and therefore a request to the House Chair will not be complete without a voice from your various leaders in political parties. As we know, there may be some other requests not to consider coming virtually as early as towards the end of January to start that process. So I'm just reporting something that we'll be processing, which when it comes to your leadership, you probably, but as you make inputs here, you may comment whether what I am beginning to start to write is something that you would consider. The issue is with us now as the National Assembly, members of the Portfolio Committee. It has to get out of our hands someday, and that day is going to be decided largely by how quickly we deal with the things that are on our desk. So that is some of the requests that honorable members we were thinking. So I will welcome, as we discuss this report, your consideration and your input in that regard. As we start, may I then request our secretary to confirm our attendance and also indicate if there are any apologies that have been forwarded to her.
Good morning and thank you, Chair. Present is Dr. Dlomo, Mr. Munyayi, Ms. Gela, Mr. Sokacha, Dr. Jacobs, Ms. Tseke, Ms. Wilson, Ms. Ishmael, Ms. Chirwa, Dr. Thembe Kwayo, Mr. Van Staden, and Mr. Imam Sheikh. I've received an apology from Ms. Sukers. She is not well, so she won't be attending the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Name of Honorable Kwakhube. We have not received an apology, or maybe she's
not joined the meeting yet, Chair.
Yeah. There is a Honorable Tseke that has joined the alternative. Did you see that one?
Call out her name, Chair. I saw her.
Yes, Honorable Tseke. Thank you. Yeah, we then would then say, let me then open it first to members who would like to add on the recommendations, if there are any, just that, and maybe comment on this recommendation that I was putting to the team before then we then can take hands to discuss reports in terms of adoption or no adoption. May I open for now for honorable members who would like to add on the recommendations that we are making to the department. Okay, I will check if there are any hands. If there are none, what is your view? Okay, honorable members, also comment that I already made with regards to AG. In this order, honorable Gela would be followed by what? Another hand that I saw. There's only one hand that was on the platform. Honorable Chirwa had a hand and she raised it and she dropped it again. But let me, for now, I see Honorable Gela. Comments, Honorable Gela?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Chairperson, I just want to agree with you that we must add a recommendation based on the report that we have received from the AG, so that as a portfolio members, we do our oversight and also correct where it's necessary, because we had the report, we had the recommendation from AG that need also our attention. as portfolio members to make sure that we work with the department. So in short, Chair, I just want to agree with you. We need to sit down as portfolio members with AG and also the department. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a little bit confused because I'm actually not sure what report exactly you are now talking about. I agree that we need to meet with the AG a lot more often than we actually do. With regards to your letter to the speaker, with regards to more staff and all of those kinds of things, we obviously have had this discussion before. And, you know, provided we are given a surety that there is no bias, no interference, and that we get details of every single thing that is submitted and are allowed to go through it ourselves. We're getting to the stage where this process must go on, but it's also a process that cannot be rushed, and it must be done correctly, legally, and within the bounds. From those perspectives, I don't have a major issue at this stage, Dr. Glomo. I take it we're not talking about the BRRR report.
No, thank you very much. That's fine. I was actually raising the issue of the recommendation about the AG because maybe the report that we have prepared looks like we are directing to the department, but I was now saying this is also pertaining to us. This report must also speak to us and some of the expectations, especially on the recommendation of the AG. So I'm happy if the members do welcome that. Can we then get colleagues to discuss as recommendations that I've put in there? And I would imagine members do have a responsibility and a mandate from their political parties. You probably know that this report, once from here, we'll have to go into the House. Now, we would have really welcomed this input to start here, whether it becomes a collective view or we get varied views. This is an opportunity now for members to comment generally on the report for this committee to conducting it into further processing it into the House. I will now open for comments from honorable members and I will take hands. Okay. You can raise hands from this platform. I'm not looking so much on my WhatsApp today. I'm looking more on this platform that we are using. And I, for now, I'm seeing two hands, honorable Honorable Naledi, first one, Honorable Chira, first one, followed by Honorable Sheikh Imam, number two, Honorable Kela, number three, Honorable Tembe Kwara, number four. Those are the hands. Let me write them down so far. Honorable Chira, followed by Imam Sheikh, and Honorable Kela, the fourth one, Dr. Tembe Kwara. Those are the four hands. Okay, number four. Five, Honorable Munyai. Those are the hands I have seen so far. In that order, Honorable Munyai, I will not come in between you. Just start with Honorable Chira, followed by Imam Sheikh, followed by Honorable Gela, Honorable Dr. Tembe Kwara. The fifth hand would be Honorable Munyai. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I went through the report when we received it from Vuyogazi, and I think I was disappointed with the fact that some of our contributions were not captured in the report. Like, for instance, in Program 1, the CMS issue that I raised of management, and in particular, I was very particular because it's an issue with a young Black woman who's 30, who's being isolated from being nominated in the board because she received flowers from a colleague, and she's now noted as a delinquent and a conflict of interest and all of those things. That issue was not included in the report because I had asked the department to first investigate it and that it must be a managerial issue that is being looked into of how people abuse power. And the second issue is on program three. We required a detailed explanation of why the department had failed to address recommendations that are stated in the CGE report, and not what is being captured in the report of the fact that we asked for, I don't know what the report, I can't remember distinctly what the report says, but it does not capture the fact that we asked why the department had failed to address the recommendations in the CGE report, because it stated that they're giving them 3 months. It's been almost 10 months now following that report, and the department has done nothing. That was the intention of the comment. And not even a single recommendation was implemented, more so in the interest of justice for the victims. The minister merely went and trivialized what this department has done against Black men, women who are HIV positive by stating that they will investigate. This is the past week. This without even a time frame. And this is not even an attempt to address the recommendations of a Chapter 9 institution, CGE, which had already done the investigation. Effectively, the minister and the department were undermining a Chapter 9 institution, doing what Jacob Zuma did with the Nkandla report. Lastly, in this part, in the program three part, it's very important to note that all these women are Black. And I made that distinction very clearly. This report does not state this, even when it was overtly mentioned in the previous meeting, intentionally so. This is a crime against Black, HIV-positive Black women. There's a historical context to all of this which can't be ignored or even hidden. Its roots are cemented in eugenics practices of white supremacists who hated Black people and tortured Black women subsequently. And in the fourth program, the report does not state that we call for a permanent employment of community healthcare workers and not a follow-up on when they are going to permanently, like, we called for a permanent employment and then when that would be implemented by the department across the country, and made an example with BG Forrester in the Eastern Cape, which was a hospital that could not function for 24 hours, even though on paper is a district hospital that opens for 24/7. They were only able to implement that capacity after the employment of 16 community healthcare workers whose contract will be terminated in March. So we called for the permanent employment of community healthcare workers across the country, especially in facilities that are debilitated. And yeah, so these contributions from the past meeting are not included in the report. And it's really disingenuous, because we are also members of this committee, but our comments are always subliminally made to vanish or to not really include what we are truly saying. And it's just a by-the-way issue. And this is a problem I have. Can we please address it? And this happened even in the previous report as well, where the comments and the contributions we make are not captured properly, not because you can't, because in other recommendations and in other contributions, you even state provinces that are being mentioned. But when we mention very peculiar things from the EFF, you don't capture them as we say them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, okay. Honorable Tira, maybe... because I was also part of preparing this report, I don't intend to, after each and every member, to come back and comment. But just to say on this one, the CGE report, I am aware you missed the meeting last week. We heard you were not well. There was a briefing by the minister on this committee of that report. In fact, I might as well add, just for the members, that I was invited by Umhlobo Wenene last Saturday, together with Dr. Mathebula, who is part of the authors of that report. And in her closing remarks, she was saying she's very happy with the work that they've done and with the progress that they are making with the department in terms of answering to their report. So it is like a work in progress on that one. So we thought we will take that on the side rather than to make it part of this report. But number two, the issue of the person who was actually apparently not taken care of because of the flower issue, we also did not include it in the report, but it's not that we are shying away from the department asking to process it, because it will form part of the managerial work. It is a management report that must come into that. Thanks.
Point of order, Chairperson, just quickly, because you opened the dialogue. That is precisely what I'm speaking to, that you are able to put in the details of other recommendations and comments, but the comments that we make are not put in detail. That is you are confirming what I'm saying. And secondly, on the CGE issue, this is about the BRR. and the recommendations of the portfolio committee in that particular meeting, not last week's meeting. And to date, I think we are on different sides here. What the commissioner of the CGE says does not reflect what the report says in terms of the recommendations that they had made. That's what we are following up on, what we should follow up on as a committee. And especially because the victims of this very crime have been crying in and out, even fighting the CGE, because they are not protecting their own report, like what Twili Madonsela did with the Nkandla report. They are not defending their own report. This is obviously for political reasons or whatever. That's besides the point. But as a portfolio committee, it should be our concern that none of the recommendations have been done. And what the department has said is that they will investigate 10 months down the line. It should concern us as a committee. And this is not captured in our report as a committee, even though it was raised in the committee.
Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, allow me to apologize for my absence quite often in these meetings because of the heavy workload, and it's very, very difficult to be able to. Chair, and I hope I'm not going to be out of order on some of my concerns that I have. The first one is I wondered whether under recommendations the department, and I'm saying this solely as a result of what we see, what we hear in the media and speculation all over, can we not get from the department a comprehensive report on the NHI, where we are, where we expect it to go, what are the challenges that we are facing, are we anticipating being able to roll this out timeously, so that we'd be able to together find common ground and find solutions so ultimately we can provide that universal health cover to all South Africans. Because, you know, when you read, you find that we are really off target, we are nowhere near, there are serious problems, and it might not necessarily be true. But
am I the only one who's missing, Honorable Sheikh Imam?
I think together we should be able to see that you have covered the issue. Me again, because I haven't been part of the meeting. If you remember, workers has been open that they used to get paid. And I know KwaZulu, the process, the president, former
sorry,
president,
sorry, Chair. To the former sorry, Chair, can the Honorable Imam repeat? I think he got cut off.
All right, sorry about that, ma'am. I don't know where I stopped, but on the NHI, yeah, what I'm saying is a comprehensive report on what is the status, where are we, you know, what are we anticipating as some of the challenges that we might be experiencing in being able to implement this as on target, so that we can work together to be able to address the problem so that ultimately we could provide that universal health care. The second thing is the issue, and I see it is covered here, on the healthcare workers policy. I know, Honorable Chair, when you were the MEC in KwaZulu-Natal, you were one of the provinces, the Eastern Cape was the other one that had started the process where we've agreed to give these people full benefits and recognize them, give them permanent contracts and things. So I'm not sure if that is included in that, and pardon me for my absence. And then the other problem is this, you know, particularly with Addington Hospital, which seems to have a problem for years. You know that it's a very tall building with many, many floors. The lifts never seem to work in there. There's been, you know, lots and lots of concerns raised and complaints of people having to carry patients up the steps and things. Nothing has happened. And then lastly, the reporting on COVID-19 at the moment, particularly with new infections and things on a daily basis, and I see the department is having some problems with the Gauteng province, particularly not reporting. And as a result, the department cannot give us that statistics on a daily basis. I thought if some of these things could be, you know, we could ask the department to address. Thank you, Chairperson. I hope I wasn't out of order.
Yeah. Honourable members, we will consider all what you are saying as we finish and finalise this report, the recommendation that you are adding on. Honourable Gela.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, let me welcome the report first, and also support the report as being tabled to us for approval. Chairperson, we understand as portfolio members, the department has done a good work, although there are challenges that the department must fix in terms of making sure that when comes the financial year, we have corrected all the mistakes. For instance, Chairperson, the issue of 4.2 under provincial departments, I think the AG indicated that other province Department of Health did not submit their financial statement, which we must make sure that the national also do a follow-up how far they are in terms of making sure that they submit their financial year statement. The other issue, Chairperson, it's the recommendations that are there, Chairperson, which I think they are relevant and also good for us to make sure that as a portfolio committee members, we also make a follow-up. I'm happy with the recommendation that says, Chair, as a portfolio members, we are going to have a quarterly meeting where we'll check the progress in terms of making sure that how far in terms of correcting actually, and also checking the issue of the department, because I think this time we must make sure that we do our oversight as portfolio members. So hence I'm saying the recommendation too, that the portfolio committee will make sure that at least we check and monitor where it's necessary. And also the one that we have just added, Chairperson, so that we check from the report of the AG what happened and also how can we move forward to make sure that at least we spend and also we make sure that the department spend and do the right thing in terms of making sure that they comply with the regulation. And also, I'm very happy, Chairperson, and move for the adoption of the BRRR report for 2020. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members who are supporting me here, noting, let's just note some of the things that are coming in there. There was an issue from Honorable Chiru about certain things that have not been added. I now remember when Honorable Gela is making this, that in our report, we do mention what the AG said, the unavailability of the audit reports from provinces. We have not captured it in our recommendation, so we just left it up there. If we can also capture it, as to what are we saying, that we need to say the department to inform us as to when they can actually get these reports sent to the AG. Thanks. I will remember some of them as we go along. The next member is Honorable Dr. Thembe Kwayo, who will be followed by Honorable Kwakhube.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to, this morning, to support what Honorable Chiru was saying.
Honorable Thembe Kwayo,
we lost not captured. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. There was a gap. There was a particular gap where after saying you support Honorable Chiru, then we lost you there.
Yes, I was just saying, she mentioned the omissions by our committee when it comes to reporting on what we are supposed to. Today, it's about the adoption, did not in actual fact capture what we said. And the fact that we were not even satisfied with the CGE report by the minister, and the fact that there's a lack of accountability by the department itself and the irregular expenditure incurred. And to state on the record that we do not, we do not accept of the committee's budget report. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Tembekwayo. Honorable Kwahube.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just as a process thing, Chair, I just want to just highlight, I mean, what we are doing now is we are going through this BRRR report as has been authored by the portfolio committee to ascertain whether or not we are of the view that our inputs in this budgetary process have been captured. You know, then parties may decide or members may decide whether or not, you know, they want to support the substance of the report at another given time or not at all. And so in terms of having gone through the report in detail, I think that there has been a greater effort, I must say, to include a lot of the deliberations which have been made. But Chair, just for my own satisfaction, there were two main things I think this committee was in edem about. It's very rare to get a committee to be in full agreement with each other. And in these two instances, we all were in edem about it. The one was the issues that were raised by the Auditor General. I note that the report does include a section on the audit outcomes, but I'm not entirely happy with the correlation between that report and our recommendations. The reality is that, Chair, we've got to take our own oversight role a lot more seriously. So when there has been audit regressions in the department, as has been intimated and overtly stated by the AG, then we need to include recommendations in our report that says that we ourselves take this seriously. Because remember, audit outcomes of a department, yes, may politically be accountable to the minister, but we also have a role to play in ensuring that this department does what it needs to do. And so I think that when we're talking about recommendations, my suggestion would be, instead of saying that the portfolio committee recommends that the minister should consider the following, I think our recommendations should say that the portfolio committee will be having a meeting with the AG and the Department of Health every single quarter to look at targets set and to also look at expenditure and look at some of the concerns that the AG consistently raises. What we shouldn't have is a situation where at the end of the financial year, the AG says we were never able to get hold of them. These were the deep concerns that we had. And then we have Ian and his team saying, oh, we don't really, you know, agree with that assessment of the AG. No, I think this time around, when we put our recommendations down, we need to say that we will summon them every single quarter, because clearly there's a misalignment between what the AG is seeing in the department and what the department is saying about themselves. And so it's our role then to say, what are you doing about some of these things that we've seen? For instance, things, targets like, for instance, mental health. These are targets that we saw when we first came here that were not being met. And so my overarching input here, Chair, is that we can't simply get these reports at the end of the year and then we hear that the AG and the department, or we hear from the department when they present the annual report that, oh, in fact, you know, the reason why they weren't meeting their mental health targets is because of a supplier or whatnot. It's not good enough, because it's a reflection on us too. Because how can we say to South Africans we're holding the executive to account when we really aren't? All we do is become passive recipients of a report at the end of the year. And so I would urge that we rephrase that entire recommendation. Those recommendations are not a suggestion to the minister. Those recommendations are things that we are telling ourselves that we're going to do. It's not for him and his department to consider. we should be saying here that we will monitor the audit outcomes. We will make sure that every single quarter we hear regular reports from the AG and the department simultaneously. And then, which is the same as the strengthening of financial management. I like the fact that we included that the department must provide the committee. But I just want the spirit of that to be that the department is the one that's accounting to us. And so it's not a mere suggestion that we are making, but they must consider doing this. No, no, no. We have a role to play and they need to keep accounting, because actually the picture that was painted by the AG was very misaligned to what the picture that the department in their annual report was painting. And so we've got to keep an eye on that. Thank you very much.
The Honourable Kwakhube, your motivation is noted. I don't know when you logged in, but I already started hinting it. You have just come in to expand it even much more. We will rephrase that, because what we had left out is to us getting into the AG quite regularly, which was in the previous pre-RRR. We will insert it again, but in the strongest way, to say we will be monitoring and having regular meetings with the minister, and we are having it with them. Your input, you are correct. We're very unanimous in this matter of the AG report about the department, that they are low-hanging fruit in the department, and they need to tap on that, and they listed some of them. And therefore, it would be to our own advantage and to the department if we meet much more often than we. So we will insert that. It is not there, because I wanted this meeting to actually endorse and agree that that recommendation, which was there then, is put again here, but much more stronger in terms of we will not consider, we will be monitoring this monthly, quarterly meetings based on the AG's report and their findings. The last hand I see here, Honorable Munyai.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I think with the amendment of the Honorable Kwakhube to include the comments from the AGs, and I think this report, I move that we support it. We're taking our responsibility serious. We need to go there as the collective, and I think we can't go there with the so-called individual report or minority report. Here we need to have a majority report supported by popular view. I move that we support this report, and when we know that there are issues, some concern, it's not just a blanket approval. There are some weaknesses which have noted, as Comrade Anagela would, as Honorable Anagela would have indicated, that those weaknesses, the department is committed to deal with them. But I think I agree that the expression as raised by the AG, those issues need to be taken forward. So I move to support this report. No, not moving, because already Honorable Gela would have moved. So I'm supporting this report with that amendment.
Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Munyai. Before I then make closing remarks, I want to start by saying, Honorable Members, there was no intention from the staff working with me to target specific members or political parties, not to include what actually they have brought in yet. The report is not brought by us because we are saying 100% it is perfect. The comments of Honorable Kwakhube are suggestive of a report that is largely comprehensive, but has this and that that needs to be included. We are taking it in that spirit, that we never brought here to you what we consider perfect. It is a collective report of all of us. We are therefore taking your additions, your comments, first even to beef up the content here and there, which was mentioned by some members, but also to then beef up the recommendations. We are also noting that there are certain issues that are work in progress by the department and that are maybe not necessarily detailed in this report, but are actually issues that are put in place. I have noted in her input, Honorable Geller, raising that the report be adopted, and I take the second hand from Honorable Munai, say he seconds that report. I noted Honorable Tembegwaya, Dr. Tembegwaya mentioned that she will not support the report, but I don't think she was speaking as just Dr. Tembegwaya, but maybe representing the party. Now, I do have that report. I do have that as a situation where Honorable Geller has asked for the report, has recommended for the report to be adopted, and Honorable Munyai seconded that one. Are there any views on that, contrary views? Dr. Tembegwayo, I noticed that you want to speak.
Yes, I was just indicating to you that I will never talk on behalf of myself. I'm a representative of the economic freedom fighters. So the rejection is the representative token of the EFF.
Yeah, I'm taking that, Honorable Dr. Tembegwayo. I did prelude by saying you brought it up, but I think you were speaking on behalf of the political party. Thanks. Is this a new hand, Dr. Honorable Kwakhube?
Oh, thank you for the doctor title. no, it is a new hand. I just wanted to say that the DA will be reserving its support or rejection of this report until it has been discussed further. But the process may obviously continue, as has been convention.
Okay. Bratnoch, Honorable Van Staden.
Dank u, voorzitter. Ik ga hem in Afrikaans doen als het recht is, maar ik zal hem in Engels ook doen. Ja, ik wil net zeggen, die vrijheidsfront bij Oekmans er recht voor om een besluit over die verslag in ons caucus te nemen. As I said now, the Freedom Front Plus also reserves his right to take a decision on this report into our caucus. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. That is now bringing us towards the end of our meeting. I wish you well into the next few days as we continue interacting in the national sitting, and they will be keeping in touch, Honourable Members. You are a very functioning committee. Like I indicated, if there is anything that I pick up from Dr. Mkize, which we think is of significance to yourself, Honorable Members, please stay available. It may be a short briefing. I don't mean tomorrow, next week, or next, but you know that we're dealing with the pandemic, and therefore Dr. Mkize will always wish to updated if there are any issues that are coming on board. And I think members will welcome that very much. With that, Honourable Members, thank you very much. And then the meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, Chair, before we adjourn, I wanted to find out, so when are we, when would we be presenting for adoption this report in the House? Because I see when I looked at the programme, it seems as though most of the departments are packing the program with the BRRR reports this week. But I'm not sure, when did you envision this would be done? Or is it not going to be possible to be done this year?
Yes, I had a discussion with the, with the committee secretary in that regard. And then she gave me an impression that there may be some budget review recommendation reports that are coming in next year. But I am not sure, because when I got a call yesterday from the chair of the appropriations bill, Honorable Telezi. So I don't know in that regard, Ms. Machalamba, if you can be able to make an input, or we could make a quick amendments and the whole of today and have it ready to go forward. I don't know. You can guide me, but I don't sit on, I don't know whether it is on the agenda for Friday. Can you comment on that, Ms. Machalam?
Thank you, Chair. I did send a request to our manager. We were requested to indicate when we're going to adopt our reports as committees. So I did send a request to Mr. Bandi, and I informed him that we will be adopting our report this week. And therefore, I requested that it must also be on the program for this week. I'm not sure if that has happened. Yes. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Okay, I suppose, Chair, it might be included on Friday, but I'm looking at the program now. It's not as yet, but I'm sure Ms. Majalamba will keep us posted.
You are correct. It's a work in progress. If we will work with Ms. Majalamba and the team today as if the report is going through and bring it back to Wednesday and bring it back to you by midday tomorrow. With all the amendments, so that you could post some of them already highlighted, and in hope that it is going through on Friday. So we work flat out to make it sure that we prepare and finalize the recommendations as amended. Thanks.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned.